Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth, Mission Possible. Guess who's here? Chris Cope, the Executive Director of Hastings Family Service. There's always something new and exciting and wonderful and helpful going on there, and she is here to fill us in. Chris, how have you been?
Really good. Fall is upon us.
Yes, it is. I know.
Yes. There's something, though, special about fall. It's just, again, each change of season, kind of the new start, and there's always an excitement in the air, I guess, and it is a beautiful time of year.
Gorgeous time, absolutely. And I know that you have accomplished so much over the summer season. And as we head back into the school season, you know, it's just like anything else, there's an ebb and a flow to your business. So how are things going at Hastings Family Service?
You know, they're going really well. There's, lots of different things in our food programs going on right now. One of the things that is going on that we think we'll see a major impact is that the unemployment, the additional $300 for that unemployment was giving out, has ended. It ended at the end of August, or actually I don't even know what day it ended, but it just ended. And so we're expecting that possibly that's going to have a major impact on people who were receiving that additional amount of money. And so when those programs, those federal programs, discontinue, we definitely see an uptick in people needing help. And, right now there are still a lot of programs out there that definitely have helped people, and they've kept our numbers manageable. Right now, there's the Rent Help MN, and I know KDWA is doing a lot of public service announcements about that. And it's a program that helps individuals who have been behind in their rent due to COVID. So maybe they're in the service industry and they just haven't been able to get back to the wages they once earned prior to COVID. RentHelpMN.org would be a great program to help with that. And then the Zero Balance Program is another one that actually is initiated by a landlord. So landlords who haven't been paid rent, they're in a tough place too, because the eviction moratorium has prevented landlords from being able to evict people, yet they still probably have mortgages and have to maintain their properties. And so they've created this new program where a landlord can initiate the application for assistance and work with their tenants at getting them up. And so we always hope we can refer people to those programs, particularly if they are in that predicament of had their wages cut. And we just know the service industry right now is continuing to struggle. And the reality is many people who worked in the service industry ended up getting out of the service industry. You always hear these stories, people just don't want to work. There's plenty of work out there, and there is plenty of work out there. But the reality is there are many people in that service industry who got into manufacturing. They became bus drivers, or they got into a different field that might be a little more consistent in the hours. It might be a little bit easier on their family. And they're not going back. And so I think we're going to continue to see some challenges in that industry. And the reality is we're at the end of the baby boomer, and I'm at the end of the baby boomer generation. And every year the people that are a little bit older than me are retiring. And there's less and less people behind them to fill in those positions. And so I think we're going to continue to see a shortage in a lot of industries. And that definitely is challenging for many people. But all of those things are things that do influence who comes to the food shelf and who comes here for financial assistance. And it definitely impacts what goes on here.
Chris, do you think that when the economy starts to recover, you perhaps feel it towards the end at Hastings Family Service?
I guess what we've seen, and it's consistent what's been seen, statewide and nationally, is that right now, because there's just been an influx of so many dollars, the child tax credit, I think $300 per child, there's been so many food programs. I mean, look at our local YMCA, and our school district has now determined that the hot lunch program is free for every child, not just the people who qualify for free and reduced. And so families, that's a you know, Mo, what it costs for your...
It's wonderful. It's just great.
Yes. I mean, that's expensive. I remember writing those checks out, too, for paying for our kids' school lunches. So that's extra money in families' pockets, which is really great. So, you know, there is so much of that out there right now. You know, the unemployment, obviously, additional $300, and lots of stimulus dollars that are really having impact and helping families. And so that's helping make it more manageable. The interesting thing that we have seen, though, is we've launched new programs where food is being delivered out in our community. We call that Market Express. And so we've hit different pockets of our community. And every month, we are seeing approximately 100 people who have never come to Hastings Family Service mm-hmm. before. And that is really interesting. And that's it's really great. We're particularly seeing many more seniors than we've ever seen. And we're seeing some new families as well, because we've been doing some targeted food programs through in conjunction with the school district. And so we're thrilled that we can find people that maybe have never come through the door before. Maybe they just weren't comfortable coming through the door. Or maybe they couldn't come through the door for some reason. They had a transportation or another barrier. And so our numbers are being impacted very differently, and we're seeing a different group. It's interesting with our school supplies distribution that just happened. A majority of the people that come for school supplies don't use the food shelf, which is, and I don't have the exact numbers, but we do an annual intake for all services at Hastings Family Service, and a majority of the people that came for school supplies had to fill up the annual intake because they hadn't been here yet this year. And so, you know, that's a big ticket item. School supplies, and so when we can help people, you know, with something like that or at Christmas with gifts, they seem to be able to manage them with the other day-to-day things. It's just those big-ticket items are harder. And so, yeah, so there's a lot of interesting things. I know right now our Saviors is they've expanded their curbside pickup meal to twice a month now, and that's been extraordinary. Many of the folks that come through our food shelf also are able to benefit from that, and how nice to bring home a hot meal and have it cooked for you. I should sign up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of different things going on, and, you know, with the economy, you know, some industries have recovered and others have somewhere to go. You know, I'm not sure where the real estate, it sounds like the real estate industry is starting to kind of slow down a little bit. I think I've heard that interest rates might go up, and so all of that kind of does have an impact and kind of changes how we get people through the door. And so we kind of just are always looking at all the factors.
Chris, I know that your business wouldn't run without the wonderful volunteers that you have. Are you thinking that you are seeing the same thing with volunteers? It's hard to find them?
We are struggling at a higher level than we ever have with volunteer recruitment, and many of our volunteers who were with us for many, many years have just made the decision to permanently retire. And so we do definitely continue to have a need at our at Rivertown Treasures, for sure. We have open shifts almost every day of the week there, and that's just a fun place to work, and definitely where we could use help. We also are always needing volunteers for our volunteer transportation. I think the market is doing okay, but I think if someone were interested, we probably would have some potential there. So anybody that might be interested in volunteering, they can just go to our website at www.hastingsfamilyservice.org and they can fill out an application, and then it starts with a conversation or a meeting with Maria, who is our volunteer coordinator, and she can kind of learn about your interest and then see where we can match you up. But you are right, Mo. Volunteers are the first face of Hastings Family Service.
Love it. Chris, tell us about your building expansion. How's that coming?
We are so excited about our new space directly adjacent to Hastings Family Service. We've had the opportunity to apply for some funding, some federal dollars, and so we are in the process right now of waiting to hear if that funding would come through, and at that point we would start the bidding process for the renovations that need to take place. So we're not doing a ton of renovations, but you know, needing to open up the buildings, the block wall between the two buildings, so that we can just expand our warehouse directly next door. So we're really kind of in a holding pattern until we hear on the funding, and once we get the word on that, that'll determine how we'll proceed. So we're very ready and excited to, and we've had some meetings, and we've used the space for a couple things here. So already it's we had an unannounced or unscheduled food delivery of, I forget, 2,500 pounds or something, and so we ended up having to store that next door because we just had nowhere else to put it. So it's great to have additional space.
Oh, I bet. What a blessing that was. And then tell us about the mural on the back of your building. How is that coming along, please?
It is done. It is so spectacular. And this week, Thursday, September 9th, the City of Hastings is hosting a dedication of the mural, and it'll be an opportunity to hear from Danny, who was the artist, and just a little bit about what she's done and just the vision behind this whole piece. And there'll be some representatives from the Hastings Art Commission. Our mayor will be there. I will be there. We'll all have a chance to just talk about the whole process. But the mural was produced in about a three-week period. It was just extraordinary what was accomplished each day. And what is most spectacular is the sun that is probably about 30 feet of the 90-foot mural is done in mosaic. And so that was all produced and in Danny's studio. And then from there, it was applied to the back of the wall. But it is so vibrant and so beautiful. And, you know, people might not realize it's there. So the next time you're downtown Hastings, drive down Ramsey Street and just drive through the alley and take a look. Or I would even encourage that you get out, park your car and get out and come and just take a view of it. And right on the corner of our building on Ramsey Street, we have posted a description of the mural. And when the mural was produced as a result of a grant the Arts Commission received at the City of Hastings, and they asked permission to use our building as the backdrop for it, and it was just a great opportunity for us and for them. And the meaning behind the murals, I guess one of my favorite parts is because it kind of captures the change of seasons from spring through migrating birds and kind of a sense of moving forward into the future and kind of capturing, embracing, you know, the diversity that we have in our community. And, you know, it was interesting because there are three or four people that you see in this mural, and their characteristics kind of vary and are very almost even somewhat generic. They don't really capture a specific ethnicity, but they're up for interpretation. But I really like the way they did that. So many cool things, a monarch butterfly and the water of the Mississippi and the St. Croix is flowing from the hands of a little girl. And so you just have to come and take a look at it and enjoy the beauty of it. Or come down on Thursday night, the 9th at 6 p.m. for the dedication and just an opportunity to really hear a little bit more about what went into the mural. So stop down.
Love it. And then lastly, I wanted to ask about Gobblegate, please.
Yeah, Dobblegate 2021 will be here. So we are in the planning stages right now. And the beginning of October, the website should be up and running, and you can have an opportunity to kind of just learn a little bit more about Dobblegate 2021 and, you know, what will be different and what will not. Again, it's on Thanksgiving Day, November 25th, and just really hopeful and excited to be able to have our Thanksgiving tradition back again. And so, yeah, so just kind of watch the Gobblegate website. That's gobblegate.com, and there'll be a link to that also on the Hastings Family Service website, and you'll be able to see a little bit more about all the details of our favorite annual tradition on Thanksgiving Day. And I'm super excited for Gobblegate. My family has been a part of that for so many years. That's how we celebrate Thanksgiving, and I think many families missed the tradition last year.
You know, it is fun to think about some of these longstanding traditions coming back, and I'm thrilled to hear that Gobblegate is one of them. Chris, that's a pretty major fundraiser for you, isn't it?
Oh, gosh, yes. I mean, Gobblegate, I always tell the kind of the story of, you know, in the early days of Hastings Family Service, 51 years ago, Project Share started and continued to come back and support Hastings Family Service over the holidays for many, many, many years, 40-plus years. And so as Project Share was beginning to sunset and kind of come to the end of its life, it's about the time that Gobblegate was really just gearing up, and this is going to be almost the 25th year of Gobblegate, so it is extraordinary. Over the 25 years, almost $5 million has been raised, and even last year, the event didn't happen, but sponsors still stood up, people still contributed, and either $50,000 or $70,000, I can't remember, was raised without an event. And so this community, you know, it's just the way that they come together and help area families, and they really help us to help others. And, you know, it's just such a wonderful way to give thanks, and that's what people do on that day. And so, yeah, it's a wonderful, wonderful, fun time. I think I'm going to be investing in some new cowbells to bring out on Thanksgiving Day, because we always need more cowbells.
Absolutely.
Right?
Chris Cope, she's the executive director of Hastings Family Service. And if you have any questions on any of the things that she spoke of, give them a call, 651-437-7134. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth, Mission Possible on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.